the smiling faces I see. But we'll be smiling very, very soon. Because we have food in the back of her. Amen.
Amen.
And unfortunately, I won't be able to eat much of it. They've been picking on me because for the last 30 days or so, I've been a vegan.
I forgot about that, yeah.
I feel good though, amen. I ain't amen with me. Nonetheless,
no.
I feel good though. Nobody really asked me why I've been doing it. They all just got on me because nobody wants to be a vegetarian to eat veggies and fruit and all that stuff.
Amen, hallelujah.
But, over the years, I've been having a lot of different health problems, and I'm just trying to narrow things down, and I feel good, I feel better, and I just thank the Lord for all He's done for me. But I won't waste too much time. In my inside pocket, I had a picture, and it just fell out, and it's a picture of Miss Sue, and as I think about her, many of you know Miss Sue. That's Billy Sampson and David Sampson's mother. And she was just a huge influence on my life. And I thank the Lord for her. And she never, 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 ever told me anything wrong or anything bad. Everything she ever said to me was good. And everything she ever said to me has something to do with Scripture. And so I want to just, as I think about her, I can't help but think about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As a youth pastor, I think one of the toughest things to do is to not preach on Resurrection morning and not on Christmas Day and all the different things, because you're the backup quarterback, basically. And so you get all those tough times, like after Thanksgiving and different dates like that on Sunday. But nonetheless, I thank the Lord for the opportunity to preach and see so many of you here this morning. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I wrestle with the Lord, losing time and time again, because I didn't want to preach about the resurrection. I'm going to preach on something else, but that didn't last too long. Because what do we have if it's not the resurrection? What type of Christian will we be? Matter of fact, would there be any Christian if there was no resurrection?
Yep.
So I just want to go with that thought. And if you have your Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and if you can stand, if you have enough strength to stand this morning, I ask that you do. If you don't, that's all right. I won't look at the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we'll start in verse number 1. And I'll be skipping a little bit, so I'm going to have to read too much scripture, because I don't want to waste too much time. Nonetheless, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 1, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless we have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture." We all can say amen right there. Amen. "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of about above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." Verse number 11, the Bible then says, verse 10 rather, the Bible says, But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe." Verse number 2, that's what I want to kind of get to. "Now if Christ be preached that that he arose from dead, how say some among you there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins." You may be seated. "Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Here's the verse. But now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Well, the Lord be our helper this morning, and he sure is our helper. I want to preach on He Lives. He Lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for dying on the cross for all of our sins, Lord. Lord, without you, where would we be? Lord, we know where we would be. Lord, we'll be in a place called hell. Lord, I'm so thankful that you came in and you died for all of our sins, Lord. Lord, I pray you forgive me of my sins first. I pray you give them to me of myself. Fill me with your spirit so I can preach what thus saith the Lord. Well, I want to be a help to your people this morning, Lord. I pray you help us. I pray you give us some encouragement and some strength for the day's journey. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, pray. And all God's people said,
Amen.
I had a discussion with a couple of students. I teach apologetics at Calumet Christian School, and I absolutely love it. It's about defending the faith, and it doesn't need much defense, amen. Stand the test of time. But nonetheless, I had a debate with a student. And if you didn't notice, not everyone that goes to a Christian school is saved. Many of them go there because they have to. Many of them go there because they have no other choice. They'll be kicked out of all other schools in the area. Nonetheless, I ran to a student, and I won't call him by name, but he said, "Preacher, on Easter, that Jesus that we talk about, what if he didn't really die? What if he was on the cross, and it got real late at night, and they just took him off that cross, and they put him in this tomb, they put him behind this rock, and a few days later, they had bread already, they had water already there, and then he resurrected, then he came alive again, and that type of thing." I smile like I love to do, because as I smile, I think I give myself time to think and I pray, and I responded in a way. I said, what if Jesus didn't die at all? He said, that's what I mean. You know, they hit him. I said, what if that didn't happen? I said, we'll be of all men most miserable if nothing ever happened.
Right.
You see, people are not going to die for something they don't believe in.
Right.
If I came to you and this, I'll say this is your brother, and I'll force you to say, hey, is this your brother? Yeah, that's my brother. Then if I put up a pistol to your head and ask you that same question, you know what, I was just playing, you know, that's my friend, or that's my pastor, rather. That's not my brother. He's my brother in Christ. We have all this description. Many of these disciples, they gave their life for something that they believed in.
Right.
Not only something they believed in, but something they saw. Now you have to remember where we're picking up. We're picking up in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And this is written by Apostle Paul. The Bible says, if you call it there, the Bible says that he was seen of the 12, he was seen of Cephas, then he was seen of me. Now, if you remember the life of Paul, Paul was a man who was killing Christians. Matter of fact, when they, over there in the book of Acts chapter number, I believe it was 8 or chapter number 9, he was there when Stephen was stoned. He was. The Bible said they cast the garment at the young lad's feet. That was Paul. But Paul seen it. Paul had saw Jesus, and Paul walked in those days. But Paul was somebody who believed in Jesus Christ. There are people in this time that didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus. They were sad, you see. They were sad, you see. They didn't believe in the body of resurrection of Jesus Christ. In fact, they didn't believe in none of it at all. How about you this morning? If you hear, I would hope that you believe it, right? It's 7 o'clock in the morning. This will be some of us, we'd have rolled over for the fifth or sixth time. Am I right about it? We'll be at home preparing, you know, breakfast and all those different things. But I want to look at the scripture and give you some facts about the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. Something that, as a Christian, is our pillar. Something that we hope we put all of our stock in. If you look at verse number 4, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, the Bible says, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. And then it says on the next little phrase, according to the scriptures.
All right.
Not according to Brother Brett, not according to Pastor Dennis. No, it says according to the scripture. I'm so thankful that we can always go back to the scriptures.
Amen.
The scriptures. The Bible says over there in Psalm 16 and verse number 10. Psalm 16 and verse number 10. And I got scripture, and I'm going to be running all over the place. I love scripture. Because once again, it's according to the scriptures. I don't want you to leave today and remember anything that I said. I don't want you to remember what the thus saith the Lord, what the scriptures say. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 10, For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Who is it talking about? Talking about Jesus, talking about the prophecy, the prophetic of his resurrection. In Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 38. Matthew 12 and verse number 38. What is it talking about? Talking about the prophecy of his resurrection. In Matthew 12 and verse number 38. The Bible says, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation, talking about us, seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet, Jonah. In verse 44, as Jonah was three days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, I know sometimes we celebrate Good Friday, but if according to the scriptures right here, it says 3 days and three nights. That's literal 3 days and three nights. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
3 days and three nights. So, he said that he'll be in the belly of the earth, in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. I'm so grateful and so thankful that he didn't stay in the belly of the earth or the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. No, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's in the scriptures, according to the scriptures. The scripture was pictured before it ever took place. We all see it in the scripture. It said it in the scripture. It said it in the Old Testament. On purpose, I took it to the Old Testament. On purpose, I took it to the New Testament. Why? Because throughout the scriptures, it talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, by Isaac, over there in Genesis chapter number 22, I love this because oftentimes as a young Christian, we read through the scriptures very fast to tell people that we read the Bible, to just go through it. But sometimes we gotta slow down and we gotta read the scriptures for what it says. If you go over there to Genesis chapter number 22, one of my favorite chapters in scripture, I remember by a man by the name of Craig Edwards. He preached this and he talked about the sacrifice that was made. If you drop down to Genesis chapter 22 and verse number 3, I'm gonna kind of go kind of fast there. In verse 3, the Bible says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and went Isaac, his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. It's enough right there. We can shout there. But the Bible says, then on the third day, see that? Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and the lad will go up yonder and worship and come again to you. Little news break there. If you see there, it says, go up and we will worship. There wasn't no band. Did y'all see a band?
Nope.
They have a band. They wasn't singing songs. The Bible says, go up and worship. The first time you see the word worship in the scripture is found right here in Genesis chapter number 22. What is worship? See, they was going up there to worship, to give a sacrifice to the Lord. The Bible says that, to skip a little bit of the story, that they went up on this mount that the Lord showed them, and they got over there to to verse number 6 and 7 and 8. Can you imagine? They carrying all this wood back and forth to the altar. Back and forth, they're going, let me speed up a little bit, going back and forth, and all of a sudden you can imagine Isaac saying, hey Pops, we're going back and forth with this wood and putting it on the altar, but where's the sacrifice? What are you planning on putting on this? Now, Abraham could have said, I don't know. He could have said all these different things. The Bible said that he said, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Back and forth. He said the Lord will provide himself a lamb. Did God tell Abraham that?
No.
By faith. Abraham went up.
Yep.
Now, oftentimes, you read scripture. I love this part. I ain't just saying my notes. This is oftentimes, you read scripture, and it'll say something that they went down. And every time that I've read that he went down, there was a negative connotation.
Right.
But you go here, the Bible says, and they went up. I'm so thankful that God himself, man in flesh, came down. Yeah. Negative connotation, right? He came down. God became man and dwelt among us. Jesus went down. He died. But the Bible says he got up.
Yep.
He rose. He didn't stay dead. You understand what I'm saying? We serve a God who is risen, amen?
Yeah.
The first song we sang, and thank you for singing that, because he didn't know the title of my sermon.
Nope.
He lives. I'm not going to sing it for you, amen? Y'all know the words already. Glory to God. I'm not a singer. I'm a preacher. The Bible says that he arose. He didn't stay dead. He got up. If you go to Jonah, we're not going to go there, but by Jonah in Matthew 12 and verse 38 through 4, we just read those scriptures. Talk about how he was he was dead, and he was 3 days and three nights. Let's stop there. The prediction of the resurrection and the fulfillment of it proved that Jesus is worthy to be followed, to be worshipped, and to be praised. The prophecy of the resurrection. Not only the prophecy, but thank God there's still proof of his resurrection.
Amen.
The proof of his human reason. If you go over to Hebrews chapter number 13. Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 20. I'm so thankful that we couldn't mess up the resurrection. Yeah. Oftentimes as men, talking about man, we mess up everything.
Yep.
But we couldn't mess up the resurrection. As much as we wanted, as we want to. As much as we try to detour things, we couldn't do it. Peter sliced off the man's ear. Then Jesus said, whoa, chill, buddy. Leave him alone.
Yep.
Put back on his ear. That's amazing itself right there. Don't do that. Come on. Put that back on. They should know that he was the Savior right there and there.
Yep.
They had so many proofs of his not only the resurrection, but a proof that he was the Messiah, who he claimed to be. They want him to come a certain type. They want him to come a certain type of way, but he didn't. But the proof of the resurrection. Hebrews 13, verse number 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The blood of the everlasting covenant. It was not an hallucination.
Nope.
That's the H. It wasn't a hallucination. Many people believe that they all hallucinated. But if you study scripture, if you just look at the proof is in the pudding, as they would say. The proof is there. They just didn't want to believe it. The proof of his human testimony. The Bible said that he was seen of how many? At least 500. We know that for a fact. He was seen of 500. If you go study the writings of Josephus and all those Greek and just scholars back then at that time, they didn't believe in Jesus. They have no need to lie. Yet they just pinned down what they had saw. This man Jesus did die. This man Jesus. It's more proof for his resurrection than it was for our own birth. Did you know that?
Yep.
And we're alive and well. We're still here this morning. But there's more proof of his resurrection. They won't deny it, yet they won't believe in it. His human testimony, his human nature. People are not willing to die for no reason, to die for something they do not believe in. Yet, the disciples are willing to give up everything, including many of them their lives, beheaded, thrown in prison. According to history, Peter, crucified on the cross, upside down. It's according to history, not according to me. I don't know. All these different things took place. Why? Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The one we put our faith, confidence, and hope in. The proof of his resurrection. And I'm moving fast. The proof of common experience. The proof of changed lives. A kid on Thursday came up to me right after class. And I love this. Because when we're around our friends, we're not really real. 1 minute? That 1 minute? Glory to God. I'm wrapping up quick. When we think about our friends, we don't always, we don't want to stand out. We kind of go in there, we kind of
talk, you know. But after class, a student came up to me. And he said, what do I do? How do I share the gospel with someone? You know, I'm afraid I don't know much. I don't know. And I asked him this question. I said, are you saved? He said, absolutely. I said, do this then. Because I got about 30 seconds left. And you don't need much more time to know about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You need to know this. I told him, I said, if you're saved, simply do this. Tell them what the Lord did for you.
Amen.
Nobody on face of earth can deny what Jesus Christ has done for us. Yep. I'll tell you this. I'm an early bird. Okay, I've been up since like 4:30. If Jesus Christ isn't who he said he was, if Jesus Christ isn't raised from the grave, I wouldn't be here. Yep. You know what I'd be doing right now? I'd be at home and getting this notice. I'll be home on ESPN right now. 4:00 in the morning, 5:00 in the morning, 6:00 in the morning, because that's proof. I can prove that these stats. But also we can prove from prophecy and just from scripture alone that Jesus is who he says he is. Jesus is who he says he is. What's the purpose of the resurrection? The purpose is this. That you might be saved. That we might be saved. And if you are saved this morning, we can praise the Lord for that. If you're not saved this morning, guess what? You can be saved.
Amen.
And if you are saved this morning, it's our responsibility to go tell somebody else about this. My paper. Somebody else about the love that Jesus shared on the cross for all of our sins. Let's pray. Father, heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, thank you that you suffered affliction. You suffered great loss, but it was great gain for us. Lord, thank you for being God. Lord, we love you so much. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. 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 Back to you, brother.